So welcome to the show. Today is going to be slightly different again. I think that you're going to be talking to me. But before we do that, I'm going to bring you over to the man in the chair.
Yeah.
Of course, the captain in the chair.
I was going to say, by you talking to me, you mean me talking you to talking you, not to the me. Listener at home. Although they can, if they want. What's the email address?
It's nigel@therealitycoach.co.uk.
Yeah, come or, talk to us.
Absolutely.
But no, thank you for the introduction. Yeah, I'm doing just fine, actually. Yeah, great week. Weather's good, like you said. I've been out playing disc golf, but I've also reintroduced badminton into my life. So
You've,
I'm really...
right.
Yeah, which was interesting because I haven't played for a couple of years. And it's amazing how the fitness is, you know... it was a mess.
I tell you what, you
and
know,
I'm making today.
I'm sure you are, but you know what I love about doing this show is that I love those reminders.
Mm.
You know, things like badminton. You know, when you told me earlier on that, like, you know, I had a game of badminton, wow, I used to love badminton.
Yeah, well, we've never spoken about it because I think I probably stopped playing. It was kind of the pandemic kind of messed it up a bit because we couldn't. And then we had a few games back in 2021, but it was all a bit difficult trying to get into halls and it was still masks and all that type of thing back then. So, and they were very limited numbers. So we kind of, I think because we can't manage a full game because we're all, you know, pretty unfit.
Yeah.
We play with five of us, we play to 11 and then we swap around and stuff. And I think some of the places we were trying to book, they were like, no, you can only have doubles or singles, but you can't have any more than four people on the
right.
court because we're
trying to
obviously just stop the spread, which makes sense. But yeah, what a crazy time.
But I think what's really, really important though, it's and this is for you guys listening out there, how many things have we forgotten that we love doing but we just put to one side because life got in the way and we just carried on? And then all of a sudden you have, I say, the moment you said badminton, I go, wow, I'll come and have a game.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, again, for you guys out there, really start to dig deep and say, so what am I going to do? Because I think you brought in the pandemic as well, and we haven't talked about the pandemic for a while.
No, most people want to just forget it, and I
absolutely
get that.
But, you know, the silver lining of the pandemic is that it gives people now the opportunity. Most people have actually jumped back into some normality of life.
Absolutely.
Without answering some of those really fundamental questions that we all asked during the lockdown.
I was only thinking about this the other day, and that, like, how back to normal everything has gone. You know, it kind of happened quite gradually because if you remember, the measures were kind of reduced bit by bit at intervals, and there were delays and things like that. But I suppose since... thinking back now, I think it was 2021 where everything kind of went. I mean, the whole of last year there weren't really any restrictions at all that I can recall. It's amazing how quickly everyone just slips back into business as usual, because I'll be honest, you know, in the early stages of the pandemic I was and I'm sure many people had the same view. I was sitting there thinking this has changed the world forever and I can't see how we're going to come back from this. You know, and to see it today, you know, and it's great that we are back to this, but I think it's important, like you say, to that we don't lose those lessons that we learn about those opportunities to kind of reinvent yourself or just take that time to step back and go, is this okay? Is this what I want?
You know? I think now is the time to have those questions answered. And I think out of every traumatic event, and there's no two ways about it, the pandemic was traumatic for all of us.
Massive.
I don't think there was one person that wasn't affected. And I think the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people have gone back to normality and still got those questions roaming around their head, which brings the reality check to life, because that's what we're here for.
So if you're tuning in today to listen to the show, something slightly different today. If you listened a couple of weeks ago, you'll recall Nigel was interviewing me about my recent reality check. And I'm going to return the favour today. So I'm going to be the captain in the chair and the interviewer all at once. Change my hat over. And we will get into it. And let's get into the mind of the reality coach himself. What a treat. So, Nigel, I know you've mentioned you've had a bit of a reality check yourself a few weeks ago. So, I mean, initially, just off the bat, kind of a little bit of a summary of what happened.
Well, it was on a Wednesday. It was about 3 weeks ago. And I'd had a conversation in the morning with somebody within business that was asking me to, you know, to get involved with their company in regards to some professional development. And you know when you have those conversations and you get really excited thinking, wow, that's great. And we had a conversation about what we could do and how we could do it. And straight away I was like, oh, I can see how this is going to have a real good impact. And it really set me up for the day. And, you know, I went through the day. I got a couple of sessions that I had to do with people, which went extremely well. And I got to the evening and I got home and took Sage out for a normal walk and so on and so forth. And it was about 8:30 in the evening. And I was in the garden and we were messing around with Sage. And like I say, I was really buzzing. You know, I love it when people come to you, you know, and it sounds quite egocentric when you say, but I'm okay with it. When people come
It's because look, we all want that. And it's not so much praise. It's more like recognition.
Absolutely.
And we all want that. You know, everybody here wants someone to say either good job or, hey, I've got this project and I thought of you.
Yeah.
You know.
So, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I was outside. And
it's the best endorsement, isn't it? Yeah.
You can't get any better, can you, when somebody comes to you? So we're outside and I'm messing with Sage and we run into the house and Sharon is watching a program on TV called The King of Harlem.
Okay.
And it was all about, you know, Bubba, I can't remember his second name, and Malcolm X, how they were going through all of the... Cut a long story short, as I walked in the house... There was a scene on the TV that took me straight back to my abuse as a child. Mm. And it really, really floored me. I had to walk straight back out and I went and sat in the garden for half an hour. And I think the reason it had the biggest impact that it had, it's like I talk about my mental health all the time. I talk about everything in my life. I don't deny anything. The good bits, the bad bits, and the ugly bits.
Yeah, well, like we said before, we are the sum of our experiences, aren't
Absolutely.
We?
And, you know, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think because I'd had this day of real... It was flowing so well.
Yeah, it's
so
just
natural.
Come from sideswiped, like
Absolutely.
Literally unexpected. And yeah, you're on cloud nine, aren't you? Yep. Whenever something like that happens, you kind of... I love those days where you're just running off the energy of something that's happened for you. You had a great day and it's like, you know,
And it's right. It was flowing there. I got...
And it just floored you.
Like. Absolutely. Straight away, instantly. Yeah. Instantly. And that was the reality check for me. And the impact... was huge and is still huge, you know. And the reason I wanted to sort of share today what I went through and what I'm going through is because I think we all do this.
Yeah.
There are things that happen in our lives that we can't control, we're not in charge of, and certainly when those things that I would call those traumatic experiences in life come along, they do have a lifetime impact.
Yeah.
A lifetime impact. And I've spent the last 3 weeks, I think the word I've used is perplexed.
I wonder for those listeners that are perhaps a bit newer to the show and won't have necessarily heard all the many things that you've been through in your life where you've continued to surprise me, like even earlier today, you just dropped into conversation that, oh, that's like when I was in the army.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, okay, so I've got you down as... You know, once homeless in a wheelchair for 2.5 years. Yep. Also, army didn't know about that, I'll add that to my notebook. I just thought for those listeners that perhaps don't know, and obviously we've got to be a little bit careful here because we're middle of the day on Thursday, and just as a little bit of a trigger warning to people at home, you know, would be just touching on the topic of abuse and that type of thing. So if that is, you know, if that is likely to be triggering for you, you might want to just turn your volume down for a couple of minutes here. But I wonder if you could just share a little bit about, you know, what it is
I am happy to discuss everything that I've been through in life. I think for those listeners that are new to the show, what you need to know about me is I refuse to hold on to too much because I like to live in the moment. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that we have is that we're either living in the past and worrying about it, or we're living in the future worrying about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And for me, and you know yourself, if I feel happy, I'm going to laugh and I'll have a crack. But if I'm not and, you know, I need to cry, I'll cry.
Yeah.
I refuse to hold on to anything because it just messes with my head.
Mm.
When I was 14, I was abused by two gentlemen after I was taken to London to deliver a parcel. that's really all I want to say about that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's Thursday afternoon, that's all we need to say.
Of course, yeah.
But what it did for me is that, and I think this is the thing that, and it's not just with the abuse that I had, it's any type of abuse, it stays with you.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. And I think that a lot of people, first and foremost, they don't want to face it because of that internal feeling that they have. And it is not nice.
No.
It is not nice.
At that young age as well, I mean, I can only, how do you process something like that?
You don't.
No.
You don't at that point. At that point, there was nobody to talk to. I went down to London. Of course, when I was young, we were in small little gangs on where we lived. And I went down, as I called it, the smoke.
Yeah,
you know,
the big smoke.
That's right, you know. And it was going down to be this, you know, this bit of a... Well, I was carrying a parcel, actually, for my mum. I went down there in front of all my mates. Yeah, I'm going down to the smoke and this. And I came back a broken boy.
Mm.
And all of my youth at that point was taken away. You know, because you're injected straight into an adult world.
Yeah.
Very, very, very confused about what had happened, what I should have done about it, what I did do about it. And it just takes away so much of you. And here I am now at rocking up very, very quickly to 60 years young. And it's still here, as we did 3 weeks ago, completely floored me, you know, and... It's not the first time. And you've got to bear in mind with this, and this is going to sound, I deal with individuals every day. I talk with individuals every day going through this.
Mm.
And, you know, the sort of recognition of how good it is that if you don't talk about it, it just keeps on really eating away at you, eating away at you. And that's where you find yourself just doing nothing. You have to start to accept what it is that has happened to you, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, and say, but this is who it is that I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you came in, out of the garden, into the house, and there's something on the television that sent you right back there. In that moment, how did you feel and how did you deal with that?
The first thing that I felt was... and I can't repeat what I actually said.
No.
But like, it was like, oh my gosh. Mm. And that initial feeling was one of fear. And it really was of, and my belly was going over, you know, and it was like, whoa, but I couldn't slow down.
So like a physical and a mental reaction.
Absolutely.
All at the same time.
I was upset. I was angry. You know, I really flustered, shaking. And it was an instant. And I think these are the things that, and I'm sure lots of our listeners will have these trigger points, that they come from nowhere.
Mm.
You don't expect to hear them. You don't expect to see them. And most importantly, you don't expect to feel the impact of them.
Yeah.
I did go back out and spent, you know, a good half an hour outside trying to just sort of calm myself down. And I'm finally managed to get to the point where I could go back into the house. And I said, okay, look, I did go up to bed, you know, had an early night and just sort of allow myself to sleep it off. The next day, of course, it was all there. It was all there. And it brought back lots of those thoughts. And we've talked about in the past on the show about these reoccurring thoughts that we have.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, you know, when we consider, it's kind of accepted by lots and lots of people that we have between 50 and 70,000 unique thought threads every single day.
Mm.
Now, out of all those thoughts, there are lots and lots and lots of them are no longer valid. The rules for the morning of my life are no longer valid in the afternoon of my life.
Mm.
And certainly goes the same as, like, you know, the rules for when I was a teenager are no longer valid when I am in my 20s. And you've got to be able to sift through some of those thoughts and actually bring that very logical thought process to it to ask the question, is that the truth?
Yeah.
Is that still valid? And it's such an important exercise to do. And the only thing that you've got to try and make sure is that you're in that mindset so that you can actually answer it as honestly and correctly as you possibly can.
Yeah, and isn't that the difficult thing? How do you know what mindset you're in? I mean, clearly, the moment where you walked into the house and that was showing on, you know, in that moment, I would go as far as say, everything's happening all at once,
yep.
and you're probably not in the right frame of mind yep. to try and mentally process and make decisions and make yep. choices and go through. You know, that's the very start. That's like the catalyst for what's to come next. So this next day, when it's all there and mm-hmm. you're in it,
yep.
how do you know that, right, I'm ready to deal with this now?
You know, I think we've all got that. You know, I run a company called Beyond the Mask, as you know.
Yeah.
We all wear masks. Mm. Every single one of us wear different masks for different individuals.
Yeah.
You know, whether you've got two or three children, you know, although you've got the parent mask on, you will respond and react and be with each individual differently.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
yeah.
And so the first thing for me is about being able to recognize that, who am I really? Who am I really? And this is where the I am exercise comes in, and I start to go through and sort of recall who I am truly.
Mm.
Even on those moments of where, you know, my head is popping and I'm upset, I can always go back to who am I really? I write things down. Being yeah. as dyslexic as I am, I still write these things down. And I can always go to the I am exercise. And at the top of my list is, I'm kind.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy. You know, there is that genuineness, that intent within inside of me that is saying, it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's the initial few days, it's, this is okay.
Going back to the basics and the tools that you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Accepting it.
Yeah. Let's jump forward a bit now then. So this was something that we've been talking about, your reality check from mm-hmm. a few weeks ago from yeah. an event that triggered you and sent you kind of into a place where you had to kind of take some time out and process and go through. So we're a few weeks on now. How are you feeling now?
A lot better.
Yeah.
And still going through answering some of those questions. The unfortunate thing is about traumatic events and the trigger points that bring us up. They do bring back those thoughts and feelings that are just not nice.
No.
And you have to go through them, and you have to really sort of have this emotionless, factual conversation. And I'm quite lucky in lots of respects, because I have got a number of people around me for, as I would class as my coaches, you know, that I can go to and talk to. And if I've got an issue, they will be able to enable me. They, you know, this is the most important part about this. You know, we're not wanting people to tell us what to think or what to say or what to do. We just want people to be able to come and explore it with us. We want people to be able to sort of gently but assertively make us accountable for making decisions about, okay, so what is the way forward? Because without a doubt, there is a time in my life many years ago that kind of trigger point, not only would it have lasted with me for months and months and months, that could have easily sent me down yet again another path of living a life in a style that is just not who it is that I am.
Yeah, definitely. And it shows how close we are to, we're all, you know, we're all a bit broken and a bit fragile. And it shows how close it can only be. One or two things can totally change
absolutely,
everybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, and it's, I remember saying to Sharon last week, actually, got to the point of being able to sort of sit down and really go through it. And I said, it was lovely to have, and it is lovely to have that reminder of how broken I am.
Yeah.
And I say that really positively, you know, and it kind of brings me back to that. And I think it could be China. If they break a bowl, they fill it in with gold so they can carry on using it.
Right, okay.
You know, it almost feels very similar for me to for that.
Well, in a way, isn't it? Doesn't a lot of this stuff comes down to control? And the situation and what you experienced was an absolute lack of control. You had no control over that situation.
A curveball.
Yep. And then you had to deal with, you know, that's putting it lightly.
Yep.
But, you know, and you've then had to deal with that situation. Being in control of a situation is empowering. And I wonder if, you know, I'm now thinking, you go through this process and you're coming out the other side of it and feeling much better, like you said a moment ago. But how would you prevent, there's nothing to prevent that from happening again, other than there's only so much you can do to control your environment. And other people, you know, in similar, who've suffered trauma and things, they must perhaps be able to relate to that. I wonder, is there anything that you've taken away from it that you think, well, if you can't control necessarily the environment, perhaps some of the processes you did straight after going through that reality check that you can go, I know next time this worked better than that? Or was there anything in particular that really made the difference for you?
No, there was nothing that made the difference, if I'm being honest with you, because I just followed my process.
Right.
And the first thing is, I need to talk.
Yeah.
Because the moment that you keep this in your head, it just goes round and round like one of those old motorcycle rides on the circus, the wall of death.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you've just got these thoughts going round and round.
And it's momentum that keeps you going, but once it stops.
That's it, you fall. You know, so my big thing and my big take from that, and my big take for all you guys out there listening, talk.
Yeah.
Well, that's one big thing that we have all stopped doing, and it's not just through the pandemic, this is through life generally. We don't talk about ourselves positively. We don't talk about ourselves encouraged. We're not sort of pushed to be able to be who it is that we are. Mm. My big take from this is talk and actually be who it is that you are.
100%. Talk to friends, talk to family. Come talk to us.
Talk to, absolutely. Guys out there, you know how to get in touch. You want to come on the show. You want to talk about you, even off the show. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Drop us a line. Nigel at therealitycoach.co.uk.